The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Just when I thought the new selection of Facebook emojis were bringing us closer to the Holy Grail, I'm of course talking about the elusive dislike button, comes word that the primordial parent of them all, the like button, is becoming irrelevant. Surely I jest. You know I do it all the time, but not this time. First, let's back up. How are you liking them new emojis, anywho? The sad and mad faces kind of start to do what a dislike button would be capable of, and I've been using them with some degree of satisfaction. The hearty laugh emoji is good for a laugh. The surprised wow face kind of sits on the bench a lot, though, maybe because I'm cynical and nothing surprises me anymore. It's the thumbs up that leaves me at a loss. I mean, isn't that what the like button is for? The like has always been the basic unit of currency on social media, a universal measure of a post's quality, popularity, and power. But ironically, Facebook's new expanded array of reactions has diluted the like's potency, not just to people looking for easy validation, but to brands and companies looking for popular high engagement accounts. And speaking of currency, cold hard cash still speaks strongest. A few grand to the right blogger will get you all the likes you want. Now, the proof of our genuine online appeal is in the ratios, for instance, of likes to minutes. If your post bags 60 likes in 5 minutes, that indicates attentive followers. If, on the other hand, we look at the ratio of likes to followers, it can also be a strong indicator of whether those likes are honest or not. If you have 1,000 followers and get 600 likes, props to you, my friend. That gives you serious integrity. Nowadays, likes on social media are more an indicator of message received or, yes, I saw this, until someone comes along with a new way to give us our much-needed validation, which is yet another reason the dislike button isn't going to make an appearance anytime soon. My name's Cal Code, and I hope you thumbs up emoji what we're spinning today. Here's Jungle Fire with a Taco Bell favorite. Take a taste of Chalupa from World Beat Canada.
Oh, Chalupa. We'll be right back.
música de imigrantes, seus amantes, a quem não podes mais dizer adeus. América dos seus, América dos seus, Latina América, Latina.
Menina, 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 menina.
América, América, América de muitos. América, América, terra de imigrantes.
So cool. Brazilian superstar Daniela Mercury from her new album Virtual Vinyl and America do Amor, the love letter to the Americas, North, Central, and South America. Jungle Fire before that with Chalupa. goes straight to my thighs. Here is Zabrina. They are Canadian, a klezmer jazz hybrid, and their album is called Hamadar Midabur, which means the desert speaks. Here is Chant of Ages, a debut for you from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
May 20th at the Vogue Theater for one night only, experience a thrilling percussive dance and musical spectacle from the gaucho tradition of Argentina. The fiery and athletic 14-person Argentine dance company, Che Malambo, excites audiences through precision footwork and rhythmic stomping, drumming of the bombos, regional folk music and singing, and the mesmerizing percussive whirling of the bolas, you know, those lassos with stones on the end. Directed by French choreographer and former ballet dancer Gilles Brinas. Presented by Caravan World Rhythms, tweet us at Roundhouse983, hashtag WorldBeatCanada to win a pair of tickets to this exciting show. June is shaping up to be a big month for reggae fans. June 4th, the Rickshaw and Super Cheeto Productions present Chilean band Gondwana, who have been spreading the word of jaw love for years. Gondwana still brings a fresh blend of Latin and Jamaican rhythms with pulsating energy and smooth sound. Nine polished musicians are at the soul of Chile's number one reggae band. And Festival African Heritage, in collaboration with Amexem Cultural Society and Island of Music, presents, this is going to be a big one, reggae superstar Alpha Blondie at the Vogue Theater Friday, June 17th, for his first appearance in Vancouver in almost 30 years. Tickets are available at festivalafrica.org and at the usual African and Caribbean outlets and record stores. Alyssa B. Isaac is an Inuk singer with a seductive style, and she charms us with Silut next on World Beat Canada. Our home base is 98.3 Roundhouse Radio, that's CIRH Radio in Vancouver. My name is Cal Cote.
Hi, this is Elisabi Isaac, and you've discovered the beat of the world on World Beat Canada Radio.
Oh,
There's a nice long dreamy set for you from the Northern Light, that is Alyssa P. Isaac, to the album Light by Medieval Pundits, the Chemical Brothers of India, and Banwari. This is your Touch of the Familiar, and it was a huge song for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. It was actually written by Berry Gordy originally. Here performed with Marcia Griffiths in a reggae-styly, it's Third World's rendition of You've Made Me So Very Happy from World Beat Canada. Yes, indeed.
To control, you touch my very soul. You always show me that loving you is where it's at. You've made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others were true, but when it came to loving you, I spent my whole life loving you. 'Cause it came and it took control. You touched my very soul. You always show me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. You came into my life.
Oh, came into my world, baby. Came into my life. Oh,
special treat in store for you next. Danny McConan, the guy who heads up the monstrous Debo band, who have a new album out called Ere Gobez, music from Ethiopia with a real twist. And we're going to chat about it and then play you a debut from this disc, which isn't even available until May 20th. Listen up, it's coming your way. From World Beat Canada, my name is Cal Cote.
Thank you.
You could spend a lifetime studying the musical diversity of Ethiopia and still come up wanting. Each of the country's ethnic groups has brought its own distinct folkloric sound to the melange. In modern times, Ethiopia's sounds broaden further still, from church liturgy to nightclub beats. The multi-member Debo Band have released their highly anticipated sophomore album, Eregobez, which draws from Ethiopia's modern history, both real and imagined, in a complex collection that reflects and transcends this diversity. Though sax man and leader Danny McConan will tell you, they're merely scratching the surface. Danny joins us to dig a little bit deeper. How are you, Danny?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. You're no stranger to reconstructing the past. You had to leave your own in the middle of the night. Can we start there?
Yeah, sure. I had to leave in the middle of the night, but I'm not even sure if I was conceived. My parents left before I was born. I was born in Sudan. We were one of the first wave of refugees out of Ethiopia in the late 1970s. The revolution in Ethiopia broke in 74, and the Red Terror, which was a period of violence against citizens, started up just a couple years thereafter. Basically, people were running away in the night. So it's pretty dramatic story, but we found our way out of Sudan. I was just 18 months old, and we ended up going to Fargo, North Dakota, of all places, and eventually moving to the Dallas area in Texas. And my family's been there ever since, but I've moved on and went to grad school in Boston, where I live.
Debo Band tells of Ethiopia's rich history, but doesn't mind taking liberties, working allegory and fantasy into the themes. Can you give us a couple of examples of that, Danny?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think one of the prime examples is from the new record, Eregobez, which comes out May 20th. There are a few songs which, you know, we kind of call them remixes, but, you know, we've also called them, you know, reimaginations. And one is a Duke Ellington piece, which we call Blue Awaze. Duke Ellington called it Blue Pepper. Awaze is just a type of homemade Ethiopian hot sauce, if you will. And then there's another song from Okinawa called Hiyami Kachibushi. That's an Okinawan folk song from the 1940s, I believe. And the third song in this, you know, the remix suite, as it were, the third song is called Kahulum Abliche, Above All. It's the translation of that song. That is actually a song from Somalia that we discovered. You know, we got this song in the big collection of East African music. And when we were talking about the musical diversity of a place like Ethiopia, we heard it, knew that it was East African, assumed that it was Ethiopian, probably in a language that we didn't understand, and we just decided to go with it and, you know, to try our hand at covering it. And we found out later that it was by this group called Durdur Band, which is a Somalian funk band from the 1980s. They were based in Mogadishu. And they've has since, you know, relocated and ended up in the Denver area, and we've been in touch with them about registering the song and, you know, copywriting the material, because as of now, there's no copyright for it. So in a way, these three songs are our attempt to explore connections to Ethiopia that are less obvious and that are more creative and more sort of creating our own roadmap of influences and inspirations.
Never mind Ethiopia's diversity, a Debo Band is made up of musicians that run the gamut in terms of influence and experience. How do you keep the wheels on, Danny?
Drive slowly, make sure that the wheels are trued and the alignment's good. It's really hard. I think the music is what really keeps us together, touring and playing shows and rehearsing and learning new music. That's really where we connect. And if we let the music get away from us, meaning if we get caught up in the music business or get caught up in the extra musical at work, I really think that that's a real drain on band morale and a real drain on our emotional energy. But the shows and the touring is really what fuels us. You know, that's why we can go on the road for 2 weeks and with very little sleep, just keep the energy. And I think that that's something we get from our fans. That's something we get from other bands that we see on the road, and that's something that we share.
Eregobez is taken from a battle cry. For you, the phrase is more about evoking a passionate response to the world around us. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I can. It's hard to find a literal translation for that, but one thing that we thought sounded good was Call of the Lionhearted. It's this passionate response to the world around us, a world where you know, we face xenophobia, fear of immigrants, fear of people with different religions, you know, a lot of bigotry, especially in American politics these days. You know, when you live in that kind of world, it's easy to grow despondent and to lose hope. And, you know, one of the things that we've always felt about our music is that it's joyous music and that it's celebratory. But in that, what we have to do is we have to, like, fight, and we have to sort of insist upon this celebration.
World Beat Canada is on the air and on the pod everywhere. We're talking with Danny McConan of Debo Band about their amazing new release, Erigo Bez. Go to deboband.com, that's deboband.com, and check their tour dates. They're sticking close to home on the Eastern Seaboard in May, but they do get around playing everything from Jazz Fest to Folk Fest to Bonnaroo to Bumbershoot. Give them a follow on Facebook or on Twitter. Danny, we've enjoyed sharing tracks like the opener Ile Yachat and the closer Eyu Demamu from Erigo Bez. Could you take us home and pick another song from the album and set it up for us on the way out?
Yeah, I would go out with Blue Awaze. It comes from the Duke Ellington songbook, but it's mashed up with a song by the Police Orchestra called Bahasabe. And it's a really interesting reimagination of what might have happened, what could have happened, what could have been this collaboration by these two bands in 1970s Addis Ababa.
Shasha zikke paika nao zenderu Yadar kuin kulkuun honu alini nuru Kuan lili lahor lehori malbeche Eni alfalli yalkuun yaleni yareche
Boy, with 10 pieces or more, you can really make some noise, can't you? That is Debo Band, a joyful noise, and my thanks to Danny McConan for joining us to talk about the new album, Eric Gobez. On deck, we have Lyle from T-Dot. They take the South Asian sounds and marry them with Western chill and lounge. Forget to Say is on its way from World Beat Canada. We hit the airwaves at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. My name is Cal Cote.
Thank you. Where the edge of the world becomes the center of attention.
Something you don't hear every day. Well, actually, two things. The band Tribali is from the island of Malta. That's one. And two, the tune we just heard was written in the tempo of the steps of elephants as they walk. It's called Elephants of Lanka. We hit the sweet spot in New York City's Cuban hard salsa with Ola Fresca and Amor Ciclónico. That's on the way out. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapire Communications. Our sister broadcast is Celt in a Twist, a similar hour of contemporary Celtic music blended with punk and rock and jazz and electronica and all kinds of cool stuff. Check us out. Start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Our last word goes to Walt Disney, who said, "All the adversity I've had in my life, all my troubles and obstacles have strengthened me. You may not realize it when it happens, but a kick in the teeth may be the best thing in the world for you." Not something you'd expect from Walt Disney.
Como un proyectil ciclónico en una noche de tormenta, cuando menos lo esperaba, tu amor golpeó en mí. Llegó con un impacto irónico, el
extrayó tu pura belleza con indudable fuerza. Tu amor golpeó en mí. Húmeda figura electrizante, mensajera del encanto tropical. Como torbellino enamorado, tu amor golpeó en mí. Húmeda figura electrizante, mensajera del deleite tropical. Como bella ola refrescante, tu amor golpeó en mí. Peligra la sequía del amor, el viento danza a tu favor. Borrando duda la lluvia, tu amor golpeó en mí. 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 Golpeó en mí.
Tu amor en mí golpeó.
Golpeó en mí.
Como un ciclón se desbordó.
Golpeó en mí.
Sonrisa y con la brisa llegó el amor.
Sopló el aire con tu sonrisa y con la brisa llegó el amor.
Llegó, llegó, llegó.
Llegó el amor.
Ay, como un lindo guaguancó.
Llegó el amor.
Así, así fue.
Llegó el amor.
Así le pasó a José.
Llegó el amor.
Y en la chispa de una mirada.
Llegó el amor.
Y un fuego se prendió.
Llegó el amor.
Y en la brisa que sopló.
Llegó el amor.
Hay un amor pero llegó.
Llegó el amor.
Pero qué dulce ese momento cuando llega.
Llegó el amor.
Ese amor que tú esperas.
Llegó el amor.
Y yo te canto esta rumba.
Llegó el amor.
Ay, pa' que llegue al corazón.
Llegó el amor.
El poder de un ciclo.
Llegó el
llegó,
amor.
Llegó, llegó, llegó,
llegó. Llegó el amor.
Calcopyrite Communications.